Returning now to Syria, where a coordinated set of suicide attacks on bus stations and also a hospital reportedly killed more than 80 people on Monday. This assault was carried out in government-controlled cities like Tartus and Jubla. Those cities are not far from where Russia has military facilities. Russia has, of course, been supporting the government of Bashar al-Assad. Now, a news agency associated with the Islamic State said ISIS fighters have carried out these attacks. And for more, we turn to Sam Dagger of The Wall Street Journal. He's in Beirut. Sam, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So in the context of this whole bloody civil war, I mean, does something stand out here with these attacks?
Absolutely. This is the first time we have this type of attack, particularly in Tartus and Jabla. I mean, these areas are highly secure by Syria's standards. The regime of Bashar al-Assad has gone out of its way to secure these areas. When I was there in 2014, I mean, you have to go through multiple checkpoints to get to these cities, and then you're subjected to ID checks. You're quizzed about the purpose of your visit. So these are very, again, by Syria's standards, very secure cities. And also, it's important to remember that these cities host a large number of internally displaced Syrians. I mean, Tartus province has about 500,000 internally displaced persons and an original population of 1 million.
And these are people who have been allowed into government-controlled areas. They've been displaced and have been allowed to resettle there?
Exactly. But again, I mean, the government keeps a very, very close watch on these people, and they're put in certain places. I remember in Latakia city itself, there's a sports stadium that was converted into some sort of a shelter for internally displaced persons, primarily from Aleppo. But they do keep a close watch on them.
So, Sam, if ISIS is going into these places controlled by the government, places that the government has set aside for internally displaced people, I mean, is this a sign that ISIS is making progress in destabilizing the Assad government?
I think the attacks raise a number of questions, because these areas represent the heartland of the Alawite-dominated regime of Bashar al-Assad. And Islamic State was actually had a very small footprint in the area in 2014, but after it split from Al-Qaeda, it was pretty much pushed to the eastern half of Syria along the border with Iraq. So these attacks raise the question of whether Islamic State is able to make some sort of a comeback in these western areas, which are now largely the domain of Al-Nusra Front, which is the main branch of Al-Qaeda in Syria.
And, I mean, you've had President Assad, who's been working with the Russian military that's been inside Syria helping. Will this bolster his argument that this is more of a fight against terrorist groups and less a sort of civil war that involves people within Syria trying to get rid of him?
Sure. I mean, we're seeing that already this morning. I mean, the foreign ministry in Syria put out a statement saying, you know, these attacks were carried out by terrorist groups. I mean, without naming Islamic State, because they refer to all rebels as terrorists. And they also blamed countries like Turkey and Qatar and Saudi Arabia. These are, you know, predominantly Sunni states that back the rebels. So, yeah, I mean, already they're making that argument.
We've been speaking with Sam Dagger of The Wall Street Journal, who has been monitoring the situation in Syria from Beirut. Sam, thanks as always.
You're welcome.